When I go back to LSU, it feels like time stands still for me. Jarvis, I think that's my twin. We met up at a 707 camp in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
My bad.
We were roommates all throughout LSU, and we have this brotherly competition. Like, you know, we want to be the best, 1A and 1B, but one of us has to be 1A, you know what I mean? So it's like we always push for that 1A spot.
One more, last one. We won't switch. All right, Odell, you up.
What you got?
Fear 13. It's the first thing that we do, because when they walk in through the door, I already know what time it is. When they come here, they have somebody that they can continue training with, and I don't mind training with them.
It'd be 10 o'clock at night, we'd go sneak into the facility, turn the lights on, and we'd go throw for an hour and a half, just sit there and try and make the craziest catches possible.
And earlier this past April, both Beckham and Landry were invited back to the LSU annual spring game.
They told us to come through the players' entrance.
This is my day. Y'all football players?
Yeah.
You can't go down this road.
It's just never really been in me to be a do-you-know-who-I-am type of person.
Y'all need to turn around.
It kind of just kills my vibe.
That's the gate. That's where we're going in right there.
That's the right one.
I'll park right here.
And you'll get told right here.
The bond between Odell and Jarvis runs deep. And walking into Tiger Stadium brought back all of those great memories and LSU pride.
Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I tried to do as much as I could for LSU. It's a lot of memories that were left on the field and a lot that I didn't get to make. Having all the people at that spring game standing up clapping for you in kind of remembrance of what you've done for them. Never forget who you are, where you came from, what you went through.